Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
New York City has come to terms on a historic settlement with demonstrators who say they were brutalized by the NYPD during the George Floyd protests in 2020. Upwards of 200 people will be entitled to more than $20,000 each. WCBS's Steve Burns is joining us. Well, first, Steve, take us back to that night in the Bronx. What happened on the streets of Mott Haven that night?
Yeah, this happened during those weeks of protests in 2020 following George Floyd's death. There was a lot going on, a lot of controversy over that time. But this night in particular, June 4th, always stood out as something different. Watchdogs described it as almost a planned attack by the NYPD, trapping or kettling hundreds of protesters, beating them with batons, pepper spraying them, slamming them against police cars. Around 250 people were arrested that night, and folks that were there just described scenes of sheer violence and horror. I was just going back and reading what was said at the time by then Mayor de Blasio and then Commissioner Dermot Shea at the NYPD, defending what happened that night, Shea saying police executed their plan flawlessly, and that these were dangerous people looking to be violent. This settlement would appear to show that those words were not the full truth.
As far as police brutality cases go, this is a huge settlement. How much money are we talking about in all?
Yeah, we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 to $6 million total that this will cost the city and city taxpayers. Around 200 to 300 people could be eligible for these payouts. It's $21,500 each, but we don't know an exact amount yet because some of the plaintiffs here may be trying to go after the city with their own case, especially if what happened to them was particularly egregious or violent. But either way, it's being touted by the attorneys here as one of the, if not the biggest, per-person settlements for a mass arrest scenario in U.S. history. This does still have to be approved by a judge, but once that's done, the money could start going out this fall.
Have we heard from the NYPD about this settlement?
The NYPD did put out a statement acknowledging in its words that that night and those protests amounted to a challenging moment for the department, that they have re-envisioned much of the policy around policing, demonstrations, and protests. But like most of these types of settlements that we see, there's no admission of wrongdoing here by the NYPD, just coming to terms on a settlement instead of going to trial where they likely would have been on the hook for even more money.
Steve, thanks. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.